Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. Hope everybody's having a great Christmas weekend. And if you have not completed your shopping,
it's not too late.
Harold and I are here to help. That's right. Last week, we were covering some of the larger items as ideas to stimulate your thought process and gift-giving suggestions. This weekend, little things that'll go in a stocking.
Or
maybe inexpensive things.
Yeah, right.
That you can lay by a stocking.
That'll work, too. Yeah.
Okay. We've got that, plus some news headed your way. So we're going to have a fun show. Y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend Christmas plans.
Indeed.
Yeah. So hope everybody is not as frazzled as some of us that live in the concrete jungle of Houston are. I swear to goodness, Harold, on the highway this weekend or this week, and understand, Interstate 10.
Mm-hmm.
That runs from California all the way to Florida.
Right.
Big stretch. I think we have got, is it like 20 lanes, total lanes wide going through the West Side villages?
Mm-hmm. In Houston, right.
In Houston. Right. And you know, when traffic and people are trying to move and it's really heavy and bumper to bumper, mm-hmm. Okay, it fills up. The rest of the time, people get back, and I swear to goodness, I think they're monkeys driving with their toes, you know.
Okay.
Because there's gaps. And they take it upon themselves that this is the time that I'm going to text my one best friend, you know, and see what's going on, because the world does not revolve unless, you know, I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. How's your week been?
It's amazing. it's been a roller coaster, you know, but still here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some good tests. Have you had any procedures lately? No, we don't talk about our procedures.
No. But let's do talk about some positive things.
Yes.
Where Texas could learn a thing or two.
Oh, okay.
You know, a few years back, the Elk Foundation decided to get, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, decided to get real aggressive and help reintroduce elk to their native range,
mm-hmm.
mostly eastern elk species in the eastern part of the state. And what I find of interest is that in the state of Pennsylvania, they have conserved 649 acres of private land in the heart of Pennsylvania's elk range and placed it in the hands of the public. The public can utilize it.
We the people, okay.
Yeah, we the people. And mentioned that I had a meeting with David Yoskowitz, the new executive director of Texas Parks and Wildlife, and I was making suggestions on areas and resources for funding. And elk are not classified as a game animal in the Lone Star State. That was removed about almost 20 years ago. And now we're not getting the money that we should be getting for the elk that we have. It used to be elk were classified as game animals west of the Pecos River. And I can tell you that we identified 250,000 acres from Paladura Canyon to Caprock Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
As a project, and Parks and Wildlife at the time did not want to move forward. Another species, and it's not just about elk. There's a term called biodiversity.
Yes.
Like in West Texas, not only would it benefit the elk, it would also benefit the desert bighorn sheep.
Okay.
Mule deer. There's all sorts of projects that can be done, and we're missing out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, encourage you to petition Texas Parks and Wildlife. And they're receptive. It was a great meeting. It's not like they went, no. It was a very good meeting, and we just need to start getting scientific, biological support as well as legislative support to do things for the benefit of wildlife here in Texas.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We got so much of it.
Yeah. What you got?
Well, there's some good news across the ocean, though. A recent survey of elephant populations in southern Africa indicates that the elephant numbers are stable in the five-country region, estimated the total population of 227,900 animals.
Huh.
Survey covered Angola, Botswana, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, known collectively as the Kavango-Zambezi Transfrontier Conservation.
Sounds like a heck of a rock group.
Yeah, doesn't it? The largest numbers of elephants reserved in Botswana, 131,909,
mm-hmm.
up. Zimbabwe had the second largest population of 65,000. But that's healthy numbers.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Back here in the Lone Star State, in the upcoming January issue that'll be on sale on newsstands, probably around the 28th of this month, you subscribers will receive it. Probably with the way the dates fall this year, probably about the 26th.
January issue of what?
Texas Outdoors Journal. Oh. I'm sorry. I figured everybody that listens to us knows about Texas Outdoors Journal. But in my editor's column, everybody does it. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd go off on a limb and make some bold predictions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And one of them is that the speckled trout limits that were reduced because of the freeze of Winter Storm Uri in February 2021,
mm-hmm.
and then they expired, and so it reverted back to the old. And coastal anglers said, nah, that wasn't that bad.
Yep.
Let's go back, and we see the increased public pressure. Long story short is I predicted that will come to pass, and Parks and Wildlife continues to gather information from its constituents, and there are some public hearings asking, what do you think about that? Restricting the allowable size of 15 to 20 inches with one fish over 25 inches allowed daily, and there is talk of once new license become available in August, that there will be a special tag, much like the redfish, where it's going to be one fish annually over 25
okay.
inches. Okay. But there are public meetings coming up at Texas A&M Corpus Christi on January 9th from 6 to 8 at the Natural Resource Building. The Greater Chamber of Harlingen on the 9th, 6 to 8. Then we've got the Bauer Exhibit Building in Port Lavaca on the 9th. Also on the 9th, the Saltwater Pavilion at Rockport from 6 to 8 on the 9th. The 10th, Bob Bauer Civic Center in Port Arthur and in Texas City on the 11th of January. Again, 6 to 8 at the Nestler Civic Center Captain's Room. Folks, it seemed like just yesterday we were at 21 million.
Right.
Now we're at 31 million.
Yeah.
The population continues. We're an attractive place to live.
By the way, I can't remember all those dates and places. How could I find that?
Well, you can refer back to shows.
Okay.
Okay. That's one way. You can also go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website and check out the public comment page. Or you can give them a call. You know, the Coastal Fisheries Division, 512-389-8575.
All right.
All right. So, you got something else for us?
Yeah. Another interesting study. Duck hunting numbers are down. Delta Waterfowl reports that fewer people hunted ducks and geese in North America last year than during any season in the past 60 years. In the U.S., 913,700 people hunted waterfowl in the 2022 season, an 8% decrease from the previous season. Canada, the lowest number since 1962. More people are falling out from the bottom, they said. This chief conservation officer is people aging out and a percentage of people losing interest. Notice that baby boomers made up a large percentage of waterfowlers for the past 50 years, and the median age of a boomer is now 68. Studies have shown that hunters begin to drop out at around 70. Shouldn't do that.
Yeah. I mean,
you should have more time, more money, and get out more.
Absolutely. And was in Port O'Connor probably about 6 years ago at a Ducks Unlimited, and they were addressing the shift in population numbers,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much of it due to the lack of rice production
right.
west and southwest of Houston, and how the numbers have adjusted to the potholes, lakes, up in, say, the Brownwood, Coleman, Abilene area, mm-hmm. south of Abilene.
All right.
And let me tell you, based on my hunting experience of the past few days, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of ducks up there. Sandhill cranes have not come down due to the cold weather, but was hunting with 24 outfitters. And late season dove,
yep.
a lot of people ignore it. Keep on ignoring it because we had some great shoots.
Okay.
I mean, Mexico, old Mexico type
Ooh.
Shoots from back in the 70s.
Yeah.
I thought I was in a remake of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
The Birds,
right.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
So great, great. Ryan Gardner, Joe Juris, great job. Very laid back. And go to 24outfitters.com and check them out because after the first of the year,
mm-hmm.
maybe some cold weather will be here, and those sandhill cranes will be down.
Okay.
So, really good stuff. We got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way, so you all do hang with us, as we'll be back right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson, and this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y, indeed. Indeed. B-L-Y-N-D. Okay, for decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment for at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I am still using my original models that I bought over 20 years ago. The blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind. And by the way, dealer inquiries are welcome.
And I tell you what, the VersaBlind is probably one of the most innovative new blind designs that has come out.
Absolutely.
And it is phenomenal. It gives you plenty of options. Check out Gibson's in Kerrville or Morey's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, even at Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission. Check out the VersaBlind for yourself and replace.
It is dandy.
Add two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about the same footprint because they have these little towers. But so if you want to replace a current version with the new VersaBlind, it'll fit on that old tower.
Same footprint.
Same footprint.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Very cool. Oh, how about checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times?
That'll work.
This weekend, Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, a trio of best days. Friday and next Saturday are two more good ones. Next Sunday, we wrap up 2023 with a fair day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, the most active period will be from early to mid-afternoon until either side of sunset. On Tuesday, December the 26th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this Saturday through Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Thursday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday has a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Next Saturday is another three tide day with two high tides, just one low. Next Sunday, a single tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, the weather has not been as cold as was anticipated for the month of December.
Right.
And there has been some rainfall. And let me give you a little update, coastal anglers. Looks like after the first of the year, things are going to start to chill down somewhat.
Okay.
We're going to play the wind. Lake Calcasieu, they call it Big Lake over in southwest Louisiana. Some excellent fishing has been taking place. Ditto Sabine Lake. I mean, Sabine Lake, probably one of the hottest estuaries in the state of Texas right now, and particularly on the upper coast. Galveston Bay Complex, all these areas, watch for birds when the north wind blows. Bait gets dumped in. The water temperature is still relatively mild, and people are not taking advantage of it, but on light wind days, fish to serve. Still some good speckled trout. Flounder activity is taking place in the Galveston Ship Channel. Some good flounder activity. And, yes, we can catch flounder again. The closure ended on the 15th of December, I believe it was. Heading on down the coast, shallow water warms. You've heard me say that forever. Christmas and bass drop, even in the reefs around Cedar Bayou, some good fishing. Up the rivers, another option for anglers to beat the wind or get to deeper water when the water chills. And whether it's San Bernard, Brazos River, Colorado River, great, great opportunities. In behind your barrier islands like Matagorda, St. Joe, don't forget Cedar Bio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very, very little pressure, so Mesquite and Ayers Bays are really, really good options this time of year. It doesn't take a lot of pressure to blow the fishing, but if you get in there on a weekday, some really good fishing taking place. In behind St. Joe, fish the outside beach areas around the mouths of the back lake areas. In behind Padre Island, from the JFK Causeway on southward, King Ranch Shoreline's perennial Baffin Bay is turning on. Don't forget the Crash Basin with the channels here in deeper water. You've got flats to come up and fish. In the intercoastal waterway, going through the land cut all the way down to Port Mansfield, and then you have the buffet of fishing.
Oh,
in the lower Laguna Madre.
Okay.
You got the shallow water. You got the areas around the jetties. You've got the west side that can be really stellar during the winter months, and then the Brownsville Ship Channel.
Just
a plethora of fish to catch.
Ah.
Now.
Yes.
Let's see what your lakes will do.
Well, let's do that. Let's go to East Texas. All right, let's check out Fork. Black bass are moving to deep humps and points in 20 feet of water on warm days, and they're biting clousers, red rigs, large worm patterns with sinking lines. Some smaller bass are in shallow brush late in the day on sunny banks, dry streamers in 18 inches of water. Lake Fork crappie fishing is in full winter mode this week. Find timber and shad in water deeper than 30 feet, and the crappie will be thick in there, okay? Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on standing timber in 30 to 40 feet deep using jigs or minnows, stacking in deep open water areas. Catfish are good on jug lines with cut bait in 20 to 35 feet and baited holes with cheese bait. Bass are good in 12 to 15 feet of water on trees, grass, any structure using red-eyed shad, black and blue jigs, Alabama rigs. Sam Rayburn, large numbers of black bass are offshore in creek channels or main lake ditches, biting Alabama rigs, jigging spoons, drop shots, or shaky heads. There's a shallow bite in the early morning and late afternoon on chatterbaits, lipless crankbaits, or hybrid hunters. Toledo Bend, bass continue to be good in all three depth stages. Shallow bass, 2 to 6 feet of water, are biting spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, and rattletraps. Bass in 10 to 18 feet of water can be caught using big crankbaits, Texas or Carolina rigged worms. Deeper bass can be found in 22 to 28 feet of water on spoons, drop shots, any kind of deep diving crankbait. And crappie are good in the bends of the creeks in 6 to 10 feet of water, fishing with jigs or minnows. Limestone, largemouth bass are in 1 to 6 feet of water on docks and rocks, biting lipless crankbaits, Texas rigs, chatterbaits, and Carolina rigs. Crappie are in 8 to 16 feet of water on brush and standing timber, biting minnows. White bass are in 4 to 12 feet of water on docks and points, biting lipless crankbaits and silver jigging spoons. Palestine, crappie fishing is excellent on minnows and jigs in standing timber and on State Highway 155 bridge pillars in 20 to 35 feet of water. Sand bass and hybrids are great along the river channel in 25 to 35 feet of water, drifting crankbaits, flukes, or shad. Texoma, striper fishing is good, drifting with flukes in 55 to 65 feet of water near the islands and west along the river channel. Be sure to pay attention to the light bites and thumps. Bass fishing is good along the bluffs, using live shad and soft plastics with a slow retrieve. Catfish are good, drifting cut gizzard shad chunks. Flats is the place to go in 40 to 50 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way. We're big friendly, Amistad Reservoir. Largemouth bass are good in 10 to 40 feet of water on football head jigs, drop shots, Ned rigs, Texas rigs, crankbaits on main lake channels and humps. White bass are good in 25 to 50 feet of water on main river channels and ledges. Lake Corpus Christi, catfish are great in 5 to 10 feet of water on cheese bait, cut carp, and shad. White bass are great in 10 to 15 feet of water on live minnows and jigs near the dam. Falcon, big catfish are good on cut bait along the main river channel, deep ledges and humps in 20 to 30 feet of water. Brownwood, black bass catches, Harold, you like this, up to 6.99 pounds are good on jerk bait suspended in 10 to 18 feet of water on crankbaits around rocky points and shorelines. Allen Henry, every year this comes up. It's a good bass lake, but in the wintertime, crappie are great, and fish for them in 25 to 45 feet of water. Meredith, white bass are good, but fish are a bit scattered, biting minnows. Trout are good, and these are rainbow trout that have been stocked, okay? And it's deep enough water where I believe that they're starting to reproduce. But trout are good on power baits, minnows, and worms. Walleye good on minnows, grubs, and other artificials.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Brady catfish are good on live perch or cut shad in the mouth of Brady Creek, on trot lines or jug lines. Crappie are good in the marina or around hardwood in the main lake or the creek entrance. Canyon, largemouth bass, they are good working a Necco rig super, super slowly, incorporating a lot of pauses on the outside of the grass lines. Slow rolling a swim bait on the outside grass lines will also land some good catches. Travis, bass are good, whether fishing in coves or the main lake. Finding the shad's the key. Jigs and 6 to 10-inch curly tail worms in pumpkin or watermelon are working well on ledges. Stick worms in any grass beds are good. There's a good topwater bite in the places at well.
All right, the hunting portion of our program is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge four-day convention held each January, this year, January 11 through 14, or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And on the hunting scene, okay, this is Christmas week.
Yes.
New Year's is next week.
Right.
And then after that, you've got Sunday, January 7th. If you hunt the North Zone, seasonal close.
I'll be there.
Okay. You've got South Texas zone that goes to the 21st. Same thing for Rio Grande turkey, all right? Sandhill crane season. And let me tell you what, those birds are in the panhandle and coming down the Abilene area.
Mm-hmm.
There were thousands of them last year.
Oh.
And it's just the weather has not pushed them just that little bit further needed to get on down. Quail season through February 25th. And then the late dove season that I mentioned in the North Zone, it's going to close the last day of 2023 on December 31. All right. In the Central Zone, it'll close on January 14. Uh-huh. And then in South Texas through January 21. So lots of hunting. And the neat thing about the start of the new year is new seasons start to open.
Yeah.
You know, we've got everything coming up in late winter that's still going on, and then spring seasons that will open.
The fun never ends. You're trying to read over my shoulder.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to peek and see what you got on or off-road.
But, you know, we're talking about Christmas gift items, and I know Bill and I certainly want more guns and ammo, but our producer, Bob, his wife, wants the new 2023 Mercedes AMG C43 sedan.
Oh, does she know she's getting that?
Well, she does now. And Bob's eyes, I've never seen them that wide. Anyhow, but one of the most beautiful cars I've ever driven, they called it Sterling. Blue metallic. I mean, just a gorgeous vehicle. But this thing has got a hopped-up four-cylinder turbo engine putting out 402 horsepower. But it's got all the AMG stuff. So it's got their ride control, their special suspension, their dynamic select transmission, a little bit of rear axle steering, which tightens the turns. It's very interesting. A little bit of turn on the rear wheels on these things. Comfort and convenience, drop-dead beautiful interior, all leather, 11.9-inch center touchscreen display, a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster. It looks like a CinemaScope there. Power tilt, sliding sunroof, ambient lighting, little things that go welcome when you walk up to it. Split folding rear seats, you can put some stuff in there. But like I say, black leather, natural grain, black wood trim, gorgeous. And a lot of assistance packages, active driver assist, active steering assist, active lane change, all those things that drive you nuts sometimes. The AMG specific grill and all the little extra artsy things that come from AMG. And the thing is built to perform, but it's also, like I say, luxury. Base is $59, but this one loaded to the gills is Bob money, $71,000. 19 miles per gallon in the city, 26 on the highway. But a drop-dead gorgeous car, 2023 Mercedes AMG C43 sedan.
Very good.
Yowza.
All right, folks, y'all hang with us as we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going shopping for stocking stuffers here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. You are listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And just a reminder, that special from Texas Outdoors Journal goes through December 31st. Okay. So time is fleeting. Renew your subscription, extend your subscription, give gifts.
See, okay? You just rained on my parade because my first gift idea was be a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal magazine.
Well, I got something else that we need to let them know.
Oh, okay.
Okay? That this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed.
Oh, good.
Hey, there's a gift
That's
for
a
your
gift.
Deer herd.
200 you know? Pounds, you bet.
Yeah, absolutely. A partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Talked about the weather, prospects of things getting colder, the rut's going on no matter what the weather is. Bucks are, just burning through their reserves.
Still at it.
They really are. You need to put Fortified Cottonseed out. Unbelievable results. There's just far too many that have said, I'm going to save better than 2.5 to 1 over a protein regimen.
And they get more out of it, too.
And they get more out of it because of that limited intake in the vitamin pack. Absolutely. You can pick up a number of bags at your local Tractor Supply. You can go to fortifiedcottonseed.com, watch the video to see the whole story.
Okay.
But then you can find an independent dealer near you. And if you've got a big you know, a really big order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them a call, 806-839-2122, and say, can you deliver this Christmas Day?
And fill up your hopper.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Okay. Very good. Gift ideas.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes we try to segregate for anglers, for hunters.
A lot of us do both.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to give you a couple of places to take a look. That, number one, the little stuff sacks. Mentioned altimeters, mentioned compass. Uh-huh. And the stuff sacks keep you organized. And campmore.com, C-A-M-P-M-O-R, yep. Bought from them for decades. They're great. Then we've got our friends at Yukon Outfitters, yukon-outfitters.com. And they've got some great, great dry bags.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They also have really affordable insulated stainless type, you know, drinks. And then they've got hammocks if you want to, you know, find something to stretch out on.
Right.
Really, really an eclectic assortment of items that you would be pleased with.
Well, I want to throw some in that hopper. You just reminded me of them, because once you buy one thing from them, you'll get a catalog practically weekly, and that's Duluth Trading Company.
Oh, yeah.
And Duluth, I mean, I was at an outdoor writer conference in Duluth a million years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us a goodie, and it was like a messenger bag from Duluth Trading. I went, well, this is cool. And I got online, and my Lord, this T-shirt I got from Duluth Trading Company, it's amazing what they've got and the specials that they run. And then, of course, now they're doing retail outlets, too. So I know there's one in Katy, Texas. I'm not sure where else in the state they are, though. But it's just neat stuff and really, really good quality.
Yeah, and besides the traditional underwear that, you know, people think of, that they kind of made their – they got
and
a
I got
big
variety. I got a onesie from them once, too, with the flap in the back. You know, just great. But neat gifts, though. But they have fun stuff, too.
They do. What else you got for us?
Well, I like gift certificates.
Okay.
You know, and so...
At this late date, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes personal, but it's like, oh, thank you, honey, I really needed this. But a gift certificate to places that they like to go to, you know, the better gun stores have them. Our friend Carrie O'Day does. You know, we're all talking about get a trigger job or get a this or get a that. MG Arms, Inc., and get a certificate for X amount of work.
So do a lot of good outfitters and fishing guides,
yeah,
you know, hunting guides.
And something, too, that I looked up the other day because I wasn't sure if they still had it, especially for the young'uns, the lifetime hunting and fishing licenses.
Makes sense.
You get lifetime fishing or lifetime hunting or lifetime both.
Right, right.
And that's a real good value.
You just got yours, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Maybe a little late, but,
for both of us.
But that's a great gift for a youngster.
Right. Tell you what, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue suggestions for you right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Corey Mason, CEO for DSC. Join us at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas this January for the finest hunting opportunities and gear, one-of-a-kind art, jewelry, clothing, and much more. Your ticket to this fabulous event will further the mission of conservation, education, and advocacy initiatives right here and around the world. Visit us online at biggame.org and purchase your tickets. The DSC Convention and Sporting Expo is January 11th through the 14th in Dallas. I'll see you there.
We continue our shopping excursion on Texas Outdoor News, and while we're talking about catalog or our, you know, web-based ordering, places that we've gone to for years.
Yes.
Midway.
Oh, yes.
Brownells.
Right.
Okay. And let
Absolutely.
Me tell you something that I just tried to remove a scope, and I didn't have the right tool. I didn't have the right bit.
Okay.
And this is the what they call the torque bit. Okay.
Right.
Let me tell you what I looked at it and went, don't have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's things that you need.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Cleaning rods, the tips that go on it. Well, more solvent.
More firearms have been messed up with the wrong size screwdriver, the wrong size bit, the wrong size wrench. So, you know, and Brownells has got that incredible, like, every bit you ever wanted kit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's magnetic handles and those are great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe it's time to replace that sling on your rifle.
Yes.
With something. And, you know, I love the old Latigo.
Right.
You know, one-inch leather that you can adjust into a quick, you know, sling for shooting. It makes sense.
Andy's Leather is a great place to get those.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Little hunting accessories.
Huh.
While we're talking about shooting, how about some new bags, you know, from Allen?
Right.
You know, I mean, the shooting bags. And some of these, they've gotten smart where... The heat, the flash when a round goes off has burned and ruined more nylon bags than you can shake a stick at, you know.
Well, our people, they've got so many different websites, but that have the bags where you can get them customized.
Hillsport?
Hillsport, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's great. You got a nice bag for your 30-30 with your initials on it.
Yeah. And, you know, they're... sister company, Crockett Farms.
Right.
Said this before. You're late. Let's acknowledge it. It's late for Christmas, right? Okay.
Right.
But you can put a little card. Hey, be thinking about me every month.
That's right.
And that's with the seasonal package you can send it.
Fruit and vegetables.
Oh, you know, that's just absolutely, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I ran across something neat. I haven't tried it yet, but we, of course, doing what we do, get a lot of press releases. There's a company called Thaw, and they have a heated stadium seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a folded stadium seat. The high heat will last up to 7 hours. Low setting lasts 16 hours. It's USB rechargeable. But don't think about just the big game, because you can take that seat and you can put it in your boat. You can put it in your stand and keep your bottom warm. I mean, it's pretty neat. Thaw, a whole new company to me. But let's go check it out, thaw.com, and check out the stadium seat that's heated. It's very cool.
Folks, let me give you a heads up. Harold knows this, too.
Ooh.
As you get older, your feet and toes and hands get cold, and you're going, didn't used to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and buy some of the rechargeable heat warmers, you know, where you bend the metal piece in it and, you know, it warms up.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking those inside of the mittens.
Mm-hmm.
They have the fingers and then the mitten flap that folds over.
Right.
Let me tell you what, it really works well.
It makes a big difference. And the technology now, because used to be, you know, gloves, the really good ones were so huge.
Right.
And that's changed now with the materials that they use.
Let me tell you what, when you're looking for stuff, don't forget, and many people have forgotten or didn't ever know, wool will keep you warm even when it's wet.
Merino.
Yeah.
That's good. So. Oh, I want to correct that website. It's thaw.acgbrands.com. Okay.
Oh.
On that seat.
A little more to it than...
Yes,
than,
a little more. You can probably Google it, the Thaw heated seat, though. I'm probably going to find it.
Right. When you're out and about... you mentioned the certificates.
Uh-huh.
Do some planning looking beyond right now.
Right.
And we talk about spring turkey season. Okay. It's coming up. We'll start in March. If you've not, go to our friends at Native at Carlton.
Uh-huh.
None better than Wayne Carlton. And absolutely, I talked to Mark Carlton earlier, and he's gave me a lowdown on some really new things that are going to be coming out in 2024, and it's exciting. They're really ramping back up. Looks like you pulled a page with some photos of some information.
Well, so I have, because the December issue of Texas Outdoor Journal magazine, we've got some things, and something I've had for a couple of years, and they keep improving it, and you can't avoid their ads now, and that's the BlendJet portable blender. That's just unbelievably cool. You know, you charge it up, you drink out of it. You know, you can have your little morning smoothie boost. And then take
it to the
stand.
Do you take that to the blind with you?
Yes, you can. Well, you know, no, you blend it first. But then in the evening, you might want a margarita or something. But it's just handy, so easy to clean because the cup that's on it, they have a new 32-ouncer, which is even bigger. And all you do is put water in it, put a squirt of dishwashing liquid, and run it a cycle, rinse, and rinse it out, and it's clean. But BlendJet, you can't avoid their ads anymore. I think they're at Costco now, too. But it's just a really handy, handy item with different cups of different sizes, and it's just really great.
Don't forget about our friends down in Wharton at Carroll's Gun Shop.
Uh-huh.
Told you that we just got back from a late season dove hunt.
Right.
This is the second time. I'm late to the party, I will admit. I've used for probably about 13, 14 years the Mojo Dove on a post.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Get the little flickers.
Okay.
Oh, let me tell you what. It is, it's crazy how good they come in.
Okay.
Looks like, it's four. And they have different series of programs, and it's like a hockey puck with a little wing on it.
Okay.
And it'll spin,
all right.
And then it'll stop. And then, it'll spin, stop, and you have these alternating designs. Birds just dive bomb it. I mean, they land in your spread.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, but scare them up. Mm-hmm. Don't go for a skillet shot, let's keep it sporting.
No ground sluicing. Right. Yeah. Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct.
You got anything else before we run out of time?
One thing that I've tried, it's the Tuffy Portable Safe. Okay, just as Tuffy products. But transporting firearms is a pain. But especially if you want to transport a handgun somewhere to another state that's friendly. Because most of the cases, there's a gun in there. But this thing, it's small enough to go in your luggage. Now, you got to check your luggage,
right.
But the safe is inside your luggage. And it's got a combination on the thing. It's super stout. But it's also got a 2,000-pound test, 2-foot-long steel security cable on it. So, like in your room in the hotel, going under the sink,
right.
Do this thing to the drain pipes on the sink, and you can have your passport there, some extra money, some valuables or whatever. It's built just super, super sturdy.
And what's that called?
Tuffy Products.
Tuffy
and this is their Tuffy Portable Safe. Because these people made their fame with the security products inside the bed of your truck, inside your Jeep, those kind of things.
Right.
But this thing came out, and it's just the right size for carrying in a bag. Of course, you got to check the bag, but the point is they can't see the safe. Tuffy Portable Safe, and that's just Tuffy.com. Great products.
We're out of time, but we're coming back right after this commercial break with the Outdoor Calendar and still more of Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Well, looking at the closures, through December 31, the pheasant season in the Panhandle has 37 counties. Through January 28th, the duck regular season second split north zone. Also, January 28th, the dusky duck season second split north zone. And to check what counties those are, go to TPWD, their outdoor annual, on the website, and they'll show you. And then you can go hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And back to stocking stuffers, Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge 7 years. You can charge your phone off of it. And for us and our friends, 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping, so it may come the day after Christmas, but you can still get it. Free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off. Free same-day shipping. hybridlight.com.
Hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas. Many of you will be afield, some on the water. And please be safe while you're out there.
Please. We want you back next week to listen to the show, okay? And do remember, you can check us out online, texasoutdoornews.com. Our shows are archived there. Just click on Listen to the Show, and you can catch us all over the place. Spotify, Apple.
Pandora.
Oh, gosh, you're everywhere. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. As Bill said, be safe out there. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.